Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Philip Bauman, music director and conductor of the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Phil.
Thank you for having me, John.
Well, it's been a little while.
Sure has.
Yeah.
Sometime last spring, I believe.
Since we've been okay. Here, yeah. Well, I hope you've been flourishing.
Things have been going very well. We're very excited with LaPorte Symphony to get our season kicked off with our public concerts in October. And something kind of new for us.
This is going to be a Halloween concert?
Yes, we've never done a concert like this. Years ago, we had a family series of performances, and this our whole season this year is very much oriented to the family, and necessity is sometimes the mother of invention, and so for years I've been trying to get a Halloween-ish concert into the books, and we looked at the calendar, and there were just too many things going on in November, and I said, well, here's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of, and so we're going to do a fun concert for the whole community and kids and adults alike.
So how many concerts do you do in your regular season?
We do three concerts, three public concerts, and then we do our children's concert in October. Mm-hmm. And it is open to the public, but for our sake of subscribers, it's the children's plus the three that we do throughout the season.
And so these three concerts are a kind of an amalgamation of classical and what we call pops music.
Yes. Our November concert typically was what we call a pops classique. So kind of light classical works, maybe a heavy hitter in there somewhere along the lines, and some popular pieces. So this concert now as a Halloween family concert is really kind of the same mixture. We're going to be doing things from the movies, from the literature of classical music, things from The Witch's Ride from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. We're doing some music from Faust and Night on Bald Mountain, but plus things from, Beetlejuice, Batman, Spider-Man, the
fun
nine
stuff.
Yards. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a good way to approach
well,
concerts.
Yeah, and we've packaged this one. We're starting early, 7 o'clock. The concert takes place on October 28th at 7 o'clock at the Civic Auditorium.
Yes.
And we're going to have the first half very much young children-oriented, so the things that they would be most interested in will take place there. And then we turn a little more adult, a little more mature in the second half of the program with some of the pieces like Edward Scissorhands and Dark Shadows and things that, aren't going to frighten anyone, but it's a little more spooky,
spooky,
we say.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scary.
So if the kids need to go home, they can go home. We'll have a costume parade, and we're going to be just encouraging the community to celebrate this season. And we're hooking in also with the Mexican community in our area. There's a celebration in the Mexican culture, which is the Day of the Dead, or the Dia de los Muertos. And they honor and celebrate the people who have gone before. And so we're asking the children to do a coloring page that would celebrate that. We're going to put some pictures up on the screen while we play a specific piece to commemorate that. So, trying to get into various cultures in our community and make this very much a family-friendly activity.
And are you and the musicians going to be in costume?
Absolutely. I can't tell you what my costume or costumes might be. It's top secret, but it will have something to do with some of the pieces we're playing in our program. So,
top secret. I love that. Well, the intrigue in LaPorte.
Exactly.
Yes, it just ripples.
And another cool thing that we're doing, I'd just like to mention briefly, is that we are doing a piece by John Lithgow, the words by John Lithgow, music by Bill Elliott, called "The Remarkable Farkle McBride." We're doing this as part of our children's concert.
Heard of that.
Yeah, and we're bringing it also to this concert. So the idea would be that a couple weeks earlier, the kids come to this concert and get excited, and they tell their parents, "Hey, let's go hear this piece again."
That's a great
piece. 15 minutes long, and it shows you the families of the orchestra.
Yeah, I love that.
And it should be a great way to introduce maybe new concert goers to the orchestra, as well as just having a good time.
And he just won, and John Lithgow just won an Emmy.
Yes.
For his portrayal.
That must be
of
why he wouldn't come and do this for us. We asked him to come and narrate, but somehow the fee and the schedule didn't quite work.
And tell me about FACE.
Well, this is an initiative by our executive director to get involved with community engagement in our area. So we're creating what we call a foundation around community engagement, and we're asking corporations and individuals can do this too. Buy season tickets, donate them to one of the causes that we're supporting. So either getting disadvantaged children or adults or senior citizens, then they can hand off their tickets to these entities and come to our concerts free of charge. So we're looking for ways to be engaged in the community in that way.
That's excellent. very proactive.
That's what we're trying to do. I mean, engagement's all the rage now, and it's very important. So.
And also while also interesting other people, new people in your music.
Right.
Well, great, Phil. Thank you for being here to tell us about the Halloween concert, especially, and Face, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.